10, 9, ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, 0, 0, 0.
Hello, and welcome to Ezra's Top 10 with your host, Ezra Salazar. I'd like to thank my sponsor, the Spartan Shield, for producing and helping put this together. On this podcast, we will talk about a variety of topics and pinpoint the top 10 favorites. Some days we'll have guests, and others we won't. And maybe we'll change things up. But for now, enjoy.
A vast, radiant beach and a cool, jeweled moon.
Welcome to the first episode of Ezra's Top 10. This is your host, Ezra Salazar. Now, today's topic will be my top 10 favorite songs. Let's jump right into it. Song number 10 will be The Lyric Bliss by the band of Montreal off their 2004 album, Satanic Picnic in the Attic. Yes, that's a very, very odd album name, but it's different. That's why I like it. So, cool thing about this song is I actually heard this last Wednesday when we were on that day off on Wednesday, which was very strange, but it happened. So the cool thing about this song is my buddy played it and it stuck to me mainly because it had these change-ups. It had about 5 change-ups. It started from this very dark, kind of scary sounding, going through the jungle start off, and then it jumps right into this very happy melody that was filled with excitement and joy, kind of thinking of a video game, like a Mario video game, like maybe like Yoshi Island kind of thing. So that very much surprised me that it would jump right into something like that, because that's very, very strange for a song to do that, but it's definitely awesome to hear that, because you don't hear so much of change-ups nowadays. But from that happy change-up, it goes into a slower kind of happy change-up, back into the happy one. Then it jumps right into this awesome melody, and it was just, it's very amazing because it's just voices going at it, singing constantly, layered on top of each other, and it just, from that point, it jumps right into this kind of mid happy, mid dark song. So that's mainly why I love that song, just because of the change-ups. So it definitely had to be on this list. Couldn't make it to the top, but it had to be on this list. Song number 9 is The Night Has Opened My Eyes by The Smiths off their 1985 album, Hatful of Hollow. So I don't know if I'm saying this right or wrong, but this is exactly how it says it. Hatful of Hollow. I keep thinking it's hateful, but it's not. So the cool thing about this song is I actually remember this very vividly, but I was hanging out with 2 alumni. It was he actually was a part of the Spartan Shield, our good buddy Moises, and another friend of mine, Oscar. So we were driving through downtown. We were kind of going around everywhere and just playing music. And Moises plays this song. And I was just very surprised that I've never heard this song ever by The Smiths, because The Smiths is just an amazing band. You can hear them all the time, and you can just definitely get grabbed by them because of their lyricism and just the beautiful guitar playing Mr. Marr. And that's definitely why I think this song is amazing, because it has this very sad kind of nostalgic sound to it. But the lyrics are awesome, mainly because Morrissey wrote this song based on a play by Shelagh Delaney called A Taste of Honey. And what he did is he just put this play into words. So that's very amazing. If you're able to do that, that's just amazing, which I'm still working through because it's kind of difficult, but that's what school's for in education. You learn it. Now, song number 8, Sunday Afternoon by The Kinks, off their 1966 album, Face to Face. So this song was about mainly the scene that was going on in the 60s in the UK, and how at the time the British government of Harold Wilson had been taxing the people like crazy. And the main writer, Ray Davies, the Kinks, was writing this song as a form of demonizing the Harold Wilson as a drunk and an abuser, mainly because of how badly he was taxing the people of Britain. And they kind of made him seem like a money grubber. He just wanted the money. And it was mainly because of progressive taxism, I think, if I'm correct. That's what I read. But the funny thing is, I didn't think that's what the song was really about. I thought it was about more of a sad crooning song, how life's misfortunes can take a toll on you, and how we have those days of relaxation, and we can use those to really reflect on our regret and change what we do in order of evaluating what was the wrong that we did that day and that whole week or whatever many days you want to say, and how that definitely can be used as a way of really identifying the wrong you're doing and how you can change that and do something different with what you're doing. So that's why that had to be on this list. Now we'll go on to song number 7. This is a personal favorite. It's This Guy's in Love with You by Herb Albert and the Tijuana Bass off their 1968 album, The Beat of the Brass. It's a very beautiful jazz song. It's this artist, Herb Albert. He's done a lot for jazz and very different. He's done a very different thing with jazz, and I think he really implemented a lot of Spanish Mexican rhythm to it, and I think that's what made it stand out the most. But it had to be on the list. I wish it was number 1, but it definitely had to be on the list because it's a love song. It's about how this guy is into this girl and he wants to show her how much he loves her through words and how he feels emotionally and physically in her presence. And there's just something about old love songs that speak to me and teach me lessons about love. And I know I need these lessons in my life sometime, and it's just all about going with the flow. And I think that's what this song's about, personally. Now on to song number 6. Sionat by Chicano Batman off their 2010 self-titled album. Now this group is one of my favorite groups, Chicano Batman from Boyle Heights, California. I first heard these guys in 2015. A buddy of mine showed me the song Magma, and I fell in love with it. I believe this is a band that kind of helped me understand my music likings and in a diverse form, because before I couldn't stand listening to any kind of Spanish music. These guys sing a lot of Spanish songs, so eventually I started getting into it, and listening to these songs really pushed me into opening my mind and listening to different artists and different genres, and specifically Spanish music. And funny now that I'm really into Spanish music, and with that I started kind of developing a love for all kinds of music. Like, I really appreciate old country music, just kind of mainly because it's these old man sad songs, and they can be about different things. Some of them can be about the West, some of them can be broken hearts, some of them can be about losing stuff, and that's why I feel like it's beautiful. But I kind of learned to really respect artists and love what they do, because in their songs they put so much work and the outcome is always true beauty, and that's something I've learned to understand. That's definitely my song number 6. Now song number 5 is Love Test by the Growlers off their 2014 album, Chinese Fountain. As many people know, the Growlers are my favorite band of all time. I'm very surprised this list wasn't only Growler songs, but I have other ones to love too. So why this song has to be in the top 5 was mainly because the message is pure and simple, and puts it in the best way ever. Talks about how love isn't something simple as we all think it is. It takes time to really love someone, and you have to listen to your conscience and your heart when it says, hey, this isn't for me. But then again, it's easier said than done. I definitely take this song's advice because it's important. Love takes time, so don't rush it. And I think especially now, we have to learn that because we're growing up and we're getting into these relationships and rushing and kind of as a last minute, let's see how this goes. But at the end of the day, we have to realize love is something that's sacred and precious. So we have to really enjoy it and acknowledge what it really means. And this is why that has to be one of my top five songs, just for that specific message. But other than that, everything about that song is beautiful. Now going on to song number four, Love Street by The Doors, off their 1968 album, Waiting for the Sun. So I got into The Doors about a year ago, I believe. I'm going to say yes. This has to be, yeah, a year ago. And they've become one of my new loves, mainly because it's just, I didn't realize how amazing the band really was. And because it was one of those bands, oh, like kind of like a Led Zeppelin or like a Metallica. Oh, everybody's kind of into it. And then you find the people who are really into it and understand the music. And I have a friend who was into The Doors. His dad was into it. And surprisingly, my dad is into The Doors, which was very surprising. I didn't know that because as I grew up, I like would hear my dad sing these songs. And he would sing them. I didn't know what they were until I started like learning these songs and understanding, oh wait, this band sang this song or this band sang that song. That's crazy. That amazed me. But why this song is mainly beautiful is because it's just Jim Morrison's amazing poetry and the beautiful works of The Doors, Ray Manzarek, John Densmore, and Robbie Krieger. Just what they would put all together in the studio and write up, but mainly just the poetry that Jim wrote, which he put into songs, but it was all poetry. And that's why I love The Doors, not just for Jim, but for everyone. Now on to song number three, Hyacinth House by The Doors, off their 1971 album, L.A. Woman. This was The Doors' final album with Jim Morrison. This song's amazing, and it's to me, honestly, it feels like this was the actual swan song to Jim Morrison. Mainly because this song has such a meaning to it, and it refers back to some of his older songs, such as The End. This is the song it mainly refers to. There's a part, and it goes, what does it say? I need a new friend, The End. And it kind of refers back to what he's talking about that song, The End, which was about saying goodbye to a girl, one of his ex-girlfriends, or a girl he loved when he was in high school. And mainly another thing is it's kind of talking about his escape. He needs this escape from this life he had as a rock star, which he really didn't want. He wanted to be recognized for his poetry and not for his amazing shows and how he would go ahead and drop to the floor and do these very crazy screams that to this day are beautiful, but I will not understand why he did these screams. But aside from that, that's really why he left Los Angeles, to work on himself in solitude and get away from the bad that was in him and the people that kept him in his worst. This is the song I want to play when I die, when they're luring me into the dirt. I know that's very dark, but it's just the song is very beautiful and has a meaning that I truly understand and want to keep as a memory for all. That in times we get lost. We get lost within ourselves, within our friends. But we need that chance to really escape from what we're becoming. And that's when he says, I need new friends. I need a new friend. And I feel like what he might have spoke about as a new friend is mainly himself. He needs to see himself again. So that's definitely why I chose that one as number three. Song number two, Automatic Stop by The Strokes, off their 2003 album, Room on Fire. So I barely got into The Strokes as well about maybe close to 2 years ago. So The Strokes, everybody knows this band. Well, maybe not everybody, but most people know this band, and it's just because of their one song, or maybe two songs, Someday and Reptilia. But the crazy thing is that this band has been around for years, and they're touring right now, surprisingly, because they're always on and off. But they're always a great band to listen to. So when I got into them, I already knew that Strokes were just this band everybody listened to. It was the same thing, and when I actually started listening to them, I understood why people like them, and it was because of their they wrote mainly about their lifestyle and about women and what that lifestyle brought to them. And that's why Automatic Stop is one of the songs that I chose as number two, because this is a song mainly through the eyes of a woman. And I think when you're able to write like that and kind of take it from perspective of someone else, it's very great that you can do that, because it's not really easy to do that, write from someone else's perspective. But this song is very great, and the reason I love the Strokes is for that reason, being that they're writing in other perspectives, writing about their lifestyle as now rockers, and it's really crazy. But that's why I chose this song as number two. Song number one, Beach Rats by the Growlers, off their 2013 album, Hung at Heart. So why this song is song number one, it's because it's always going to be one of my favorite songs. It reminds me of how everyone grows up and they go onto their own paths, and how it sucks that some get stuck and left behind, but how we have those memories, and that's what matters. But mainly, this song really reminds me of a time where I was really hanging out with my friends and going out and just living, mainly young and still having a naive mind. But I'm still naive, but I'm getting there. I'm getting a little more wisdom day by day. But that's the beauty of growing up, you gain wisdom. But this song probably means the most, because it reminds me of, it's kind of like, this song's about, like, surfing, about how lead singer Brooks, he talks about how one of his buddies used to surf with as kids, he ended up getting hooked on pills, and he never saw him again. And that kind of reminds me of how I used to skate a lot when I was younger, and how that became my lifestyle for forever, and I never thought I'd let go of it, but within time, even now, I don't do it so much as I did before. Kind of not even a hobby so much anymore. But just reminds me of those memories I had as a kid. Just going about life, not really caring about anything. Just having fun skateboarding, and how all my friends went a different path. Some moved, some still are around, some don't skate, some do other stuff. And I think this is why this song is a beautiful song. But it really gives me nostalgia. So this is a song I will constantly listen to for that reason. But that's why this is song number one. Now to close, I'd like to thank my sponsor, the Spartan Shield, for producing and helping put this together. Thanks for tuning in to Ezra's Top 10. Tune in next week to hear the next topic, which will be Top 10 Movies. And we will invite a special guest. Thank you, and take care.